Was frostbite a problem?
Oh, dreadful. Dreadful. I was in Abbeville Hospital and I saw men there. I know it was possible because, I mean, you see, now you talk of frostbite, men's feet were in water and all that frozen snow and what have you. And we, the officer in charge would come along and say, well, look, now take off your, men off duty I'm talking about, they're not on the fire step.
Yes.
They just sit down and he said, well, take your socks off and rub in whale oil. Now, whale oil was a lubricant, which repelled water. But if you know, your feet used to get, if you ever seen anybody like they used to have years ago washing clothes and your hands all get wrinkled, you know what I mean, all wrinkled up with water and soap. Well, your feet used to get like that through being encased in water. And if you wasn't, if your socks weren't taken off, wrung out and put on a different pressure, your socks would grow into your feet. And the frost would be so much so that men just lost their, well, reasons regards the, they could hardly feel, they couldn't feel their feet.
You were going to tell me something that you saw in this connection when you were in hospital.
Ah, well, I was in Abbeville Hospital, number one South African. And I remember there, I saw some men take off their, well, take them off. They had taken them off. The Red Cross people had done it, coming down in the Red Cross train. And, well, the flesh just shucked off of their feet and left their toes, bones. That's how frostbite suffered. They suffered from. You know, it's just like pulling your fingers off like that and all the flesh comes off and a form of rotted flesh froze to death. And doubtful whether they would ever, well, walk properly again. Trench feet.